This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden has gained on President Trump in both Pennsylvania and Georgia overnight as more votes were counted. Trump is accusing Democrats of trying to steal the election in remarks he made from the White House. The Trump campaign also said it's not being given good enough access to observe votes being tallied in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Joe Biden says, "We continue to feel very good about where things stand. We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners." He added, "Everyone to stay calm and all the people to stay calm. The process is working, the count is being completed, and we will know very soon." Two police officers were shot early Friday morning in Wisconsin by a suspect who then fled on foot. A police public information officer said one Delafield and one Hartland officer were shot responding to a hit-and-run call. The officers have non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, 23-year-old Nathaniel Benton of Fargo, is also wanted in North Dakota for a shooting on Sunday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may be stepping down from power early next year. A Moscow journalist reported to the Sun newspaper in England that the Russian leader may have Parkinson's disease and his family wants him to step down. The Kremlin disputes the report. Job growth is reported stronger than expected in October, as unemployment rate slid to under 7%. The Labor Department reported Friday that non-farm payrolls increased 638,000 jobs last month. Stock markets reacted positively to the news, with Dow futures erasing most of their earlier losses Friday morning. NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday reveals he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. Good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Packers beat the 49ers 34-17 on Thursday Night Football, Week 9. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells NFL.com, the 49ers are a different team this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was good for us. It was a different game. They're obviously depleted on both sides of the ball. They've had, probably one of the worst injury years I've seen in a long time. So it's not the same football team that we saw twice last year. But, they still have possibly the best middle linebacker in the game. And a lot of pride, and we went out and executed the way we expected to.
Green Bay holds a 12-3 record versus San Francisco in the regular season since 1996. NASCAR is coming down to the wire Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona for the season finale 500. Driver Jimmy Johnson reflects on his career.
I'm trying to right now, and I feel like if this year was as intended and COVID didn't happen, I would have a much deeper, richer experience. But I have had a great one, and being honored in so many ways at the various tracks, social media, and the fans reaching out. Our partners and sponsors are doing neat things on social right now. NASCAR just did something recently. I'm seeing these things, and it is helping me take it in, and I'm finally allowing myself to do it. The time is right. So it's very meaningful, And I look back on these highlights, and I cannot believe it's me in that 48 car with that race team having all this success. It's been a wild journey.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Joining us right now, it's always good to be talking with the professor. Dr. Peter Kreef joins us. Professor of Philosophy at Boston College, one of the most respected and popular Christian authors of our time. His many best-selling books cover a vast array of topics in spirituality, theology, as well as philosophy. And his latest book is Wisdom from the Psalms. Dr. Kreef, good to have you with us. Always good to be talking to you.
Thank you for having me. Really good to be here.
Especially for a time like this. I mean, it's interesting how these things happen and we come together when I believe our country really needs, on top of it, it needs a revival, but before revival, it needs a spirit of repentance. And we need some spiritual encouragement because of what's happening in the material world. And this is what I believe the Book of Psalms, why the Book of Psalms is so important. And it helps us to re-anchor ourselves into the truth and God's magnificence, doesn't it?
Yes, and it takes us out of our present crisis into larger issues. It is 3,000 years old, and we tend to have a very provincial perspective. We're like people traveling along a highway, and we see the telephone poles flash by us, and the one that appears biggest is always the one that's nearest. But really, it's no bigger than the ones that are thousands of miles behind or ahead.
Mm-hmm. So why this book?
Because there's so much wisdom in the Psalms. There's so much there. It's like a Christmas present, and All I do is unpack it a little bit.
Yeah. No, I have done for a number of years. I was wisely directed to read the Psalms every day. I'm back into this system that I use, the 30-day system that I'll take, like today. Today is the 6th, right? And I'll take and read the 6th Psalm, and then go 30 days forward and read the 36th, then the 66th, and do that daily along with and finish it up with Proverbs, the 6th chapter of Proverbs that coincides with the date. And this has just been such a blessing, and somebody reminded me here recently, and I said, I need to get back into that system again, and it has been such a remarkable blessing. And no sooner am I back in the system, our good friend Cindy sends me a copy of your book and says, are you interested in talking with Peter? I said, absolutely. I always enjoy our time together, but particularly with this one, because this is really special for you, isn't it?
Yes, and our conversation really has three parties in it, and I'm not the most important one, and you're not the most important one, but God is. He's the one who inspired our prayer book of the Psalms.
Mm-hmm. And it is a prayer book, isn't it?
It's a book of prayers, and there are also songs and hymns and meditations. Mm-hmm. It has many dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And as you write, you said, in asking, you know, what prayers did Jesus and his disciples pray? Of course, we know about the Lord's Prayer that he gave to us, that, I'm blessed daily, you know, saying that prayer. And then when I think, particularly on the Sabbath day, how many people around the world are, you know, announcing and saying that prayer, the Lord's Prayer. But they're also, coincidentally, praying from the Book of Psalms as well.
And how must that listen from heaven?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. You know, like the Bible talks, you know, that it would be like sweet incense to God, an acknowledgement of his sovereignty, of his magnificence. It's just, you know, and Peter, it's almost like you can't wait to hear what it must sound like in heaven.
Well, we'll have to wait, but
yes,
that's a rather more important thing to wait for than the results of an election.
Yeah, well, yeah, but meanwhile, but here we are. I mean, we've got the immediate things, but even in the midst of the things that are so temporal of this world, there is a higher calling, as you mentioned. And
the Psalms remind us of that, and they give us a sense of peace. Even the complaining Psalms and the cursing Psalms and the military Psalms give us a sense of peace, because we know it's the right war, it's a spiritual warfare. We know that our enemies are our own sins, not other people.
Exactly. In the book, you focus on about a dozen of the best-known Psalms, and I'm going to let you unwrap, you know, one of my favorites, and probably one of the most popular, Psalm 23.
Yeah. I guess that's everybody's favorite psalm. It's certainly the most famous one.
Mm.
That's the great thing about reading old books. They've passed through so many sieves and proved themselves by experience that we know that they have a power over the human spirit, which doesn't fundamentally change throughout history.
Right.
And that's certainly true of Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm. But the thing that most people miss in the 23rd Psalm is the equation of the Lord with the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the psalmist reduces God to a mere shepherd, a kind of a ordinary human figure, but rather that the one who shepherds us, the one to whom we are his sheep, is the Lord. Who's the Lord? Well, look at the rest of the Bible. The omnipotent, omniscient, all good, all just creator. That's the one who comes to shepherd us. That's an amazing equation.
Yeah, and as you break that down, you know, for me, Peter, you realize the names of God. I love the names of God, and it speaks of his character. And that short psalm just unpacks so much about who God is, more than the shepherd, isn't he?
Yes, and that implies a different notion of names than we usually have. We think of names as arbitrary man-made labels for identifying things. But in the Bible, names are given by God. And when God changes your name, he changes your nature and your destiny and your whole life. And if God has many names, those are not just labels. Those are attributes. Those are real aspects of the real living God that is a live wire. And we touch him and something happens. It makes a difference.
Yeah, exactly, because even, you know, that opening line, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," you don't have to want when you're counting on him as being your Jehovah Jireh, your provider, right? And just one of the many names that is embedded in Psalm 23.
The radical consequence of that is that I want for nothing.
Yes.
I lack nothing. Despite my failures and despite my stupidities and despite my sorrows, God is at this moment giving me the very best thing he could possibly give me. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. That's an astonishing verse, and that's implied in the first verse of Psalm 23.
Yeah, and he is our peace. I mean, he gives us comfort. He causes us to lay down and not only have peace, but to get rest. I mean, that's the one thing that I think all the material world is crying out for. You know, you ask him, if you got another hour of a day, today, the number one answer survey question, you know, to that was, I want sleep. You know, people are desiring more rest these days. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from the professor and his new book, Wisdom from the Psalms, after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Our conversation continues with the professor, Dr. Peter Kreeft, always an honor to have him with us, professor of philosophy at Boston College, one of the most respected and popular Christian authors of our time. And his new book, Wisdom from the Psalms, is a blessing. I mean, this is an early, I would say, early Christmas gift. And whether somebody presents this to you, and it's always better to give than receive, and I'm sure there's people within your circle of influence that need to be reminded of, you know, why the Psalms exist. And it's right there in the middle of the Bible, which I think is quite curious in and of itself. I'm always curious, Dr. Kreeft, when you see the placement of something. And in the book of Psalms, there's something significant about it being in the middle of the Bible, don't you think?
I suppose they're certainly in the middle of our lives. They touch on the central and fundamental issues of every human life, so it's appropriate that they're in the geographical middle, so to speak, of the Bible, yes.
Hmm. Well, you write that the Psalms are prayers. In every age, we need to learn anew how to pray. That was the big question the disciples had of Jesus. You know, they saw something magnificent in our Savior, and here is this unique man and God. They saw him more as man at the time, understandably. He was walking amongst them, but they knew there was something hugely significant. And when they said, "Hey, teach us to pray," it was like, you know, we want what you have, right?
And if we're not today continually taught how to pray, if our leaders and our priests and our ministers don't respond to the need that the apostles gave to Christ, we're not doing our job. So the Psalms are an immense help, both for those who teach to pray, the clergy mainly, and those who need to learn. And they're beginner's prayers. Yes. You don't have to be a mystic or a saint to pray them. You just have to be an ordinary human being.
Amen. I think sometimes we complicate things. You know, people put on their prayer voice. They, you know, they get affected. I'm charmed by that. But it also, I love the simple and very powerful acclamations of people who you hear them cry out from their heart. And there's so much of the Psalms that you hear the heart of of saints gone by.
And everything in the heart, the psalmist doesn't suppress anything.
Right.
His anger, his impatience, his puzzlement, his sorrows, his struggles. And the peace and the comfort that the Psalms bring us is a comfort that we have even in the midst of our struggle.
Right.
To quote Psalm 23, "In the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me."
Exactly. For he said that he would never leave us or forsake us. And the realization that, God can handle our problems. And I remember, you know, for me, when my prayer life entered into that realm to where I could, I could exclaim to God, to say, you know, this hurts. You know, I don't like this. And I remember I went through a season of my life, Dr. Kreeft, where, there had to be a cleanup. You know, in some spiritual aspects of my life, and it was very painful. And the result of it, for a period of time, was when I'd go to pray the Lord's Prayer, again, as I said, one of my favorite daily prayers, when I got to "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," I had to tell God very honestly, I've had it with your kingdom right now. I need a break.
Yeah.
You know?
Jesus himself was sympathized with that. What prayer did he pray on the cross?
Exactly.
"My God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
Exactly.
Absolute and total honesty. Yes.
Yeah.
I heard a priest once talk about prayer, and I knew he had a really great prayer life. I asked him afterwards, "What was your secret?" He said, "It's all in the Lord's Prayer." I said, "Well, I pray that too." He said, "Well, what do you do when you come to 'Thy will be done'?" I said, "Well, I try to mean it with my whole heart, and I ask forgiveness for not meaning it with my whole heart, and I ask for more grace, and then what do?" He said, "Well, I go on to the next petition." He said, "I think you missed something." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I put a duck in the prayer." "A duck?" "Yeah. After I pray, 'Thy will be done,' I duck because I think God's going to answer me."
That's wisdom.
That was not only funny, but perceptive.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly.
Real.
Exactly. You know, I was having a conversation here recently with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, you may know, and we were talking about this movement that's happening across the country in spite of what we're seeing with the election and all this other thing. There is a spiritual movement. People are praying, and it's not just about the president, but they're praying God's will be done, and I believe what we're beginning to realize is a spirit of repentance falling upon this country. You may not be able to see it quite clearly, but I am seeing it. It's like bonfires of repentance that are about ready to combust and ignite, because we know what happens after a spirit and an experience of repentance. Then we have revival, and if it's God's will, you know, that we would have revival, you know, and that's what I was talking to Jonathan specifically about, is that when we were talking about God's will, I said, people need to understand it's God's will, you know, and I think that some people pray God's will be done, but they have this presumption that they know God's will, and I just am stopped in my tracks repeatedly with, you know, like the experience of Job and his well-meaning friends and how they came and they thought they had an idea of God's will, right?
I'm astonished by how stupid we are. My favorite sermon of all time is the shortest one I ever heard. It was preached by God himself to St. Catherine, the late medieval mystic. He said, there's only two things you need to know. Number one, I'm God. Number two, you're not.
Keep forgetting that second point.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you forget, you know, it's like the old two rules. You just refer back to rule number one, and that's the way it is. Psalm 1 you address, blessed is the man. And when you reveal this and you unwrap it, and it's God's revelation, but as you address this with your reader, it causes you to dig deeper and understand what the psalmist meant in blessed is the man.
Well, the word blessed is a good word, although we unfortunately don't use it much more anymore. Sometimes we translate it as happy, which is quite misleading, because what we usually mean by happy is just an emotion.
Exactly.
It's meant to go up and down. But our blessings don't go up and down. Our blessings come to us at every moment from God.
Right.
So even our struggles and our sufferings are blessings.
And I think that some people have this misnotion that that God can run out of blessings. Just as you said, they flow. They flow unendingly. And you
God
think about that.
God cannot be outdone in generosity. That was one of Mother Teresa's favorite lines.
Yeah.
St. Francis of Assisi said once to one of his monks, "Who do you think is more ready, God to give us grace or we to receive it?"
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it just keeps coming. And it's like his peace. It's his peace that pursues us. You know, you think about it. It's like, you know, when people talk about shalom and God's peace, it's God's peace is ever there. It's are we prepared? Are we open to apprehend that peace, even in the midst of all this, you know, political hoopla that's going on?
We often confuse peace with God with peace with our own desires and our own options and our own agendas. But the peace that Christ says he brings is not the peace that the world brings. The world gives you peace with sin, with rebellion, with yourself as a sinner. And God gives us peace with him. The two pieces are at war.
You know, you think about anything that is of God, it is total. There's nothing lacking in this. And, you know, to just meditate on that for a moment and you recall, you know, blessed is the man and all that is involved in that, there's nothing lacking there, Peter.
Yeah, and that's repeated in the very last Psalm, Psalm 150, the very last verse of the Psalm. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everything that lives, everything.
No. Exactly. Dr. Peter Kreeft has been with us. His new book, Wisdom from the Psalms, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. Dr. Kreeft, thank you for being with us. God bless.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me." While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Always good. Let me tell you, without you, it wouldn't be worth it. Okay, this is what we do this for. We do it for you in the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. Lou Euler joins us now. Always special to have Lou with us, a nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, and budgetary issues. Lou, is your head still spinning, buddy?
Everything is charging ahead, I think, and
yeah.
America's future remains bright no matter what.
Well, there's no question that things are hanging in the balance here as we're trying to understand. You know, we voted on Tuesday. We still don't have an answer. And no doubt, challenges are going to be, going to courts to finally come down to some final decision, don't you think?
Yes, well, certainly good decisions were made in the Senate, keeping the Senate, and increasing the number of conservatives in the House of Representatives. So the motion is in the right direction. You bet.
Right. But when it comes to the Oval Office, this is a big challenge. I mean, this is huge, even though a lot of people say, well, what does it matter? You know, it's there's not much difference between the Republicans and Democrats. But dare I say that, Joe Biden has made it real clear, along with Bernie Sanders, that the Constitution is out and their new manifesto, 110 pages, is going to redefine the trajectory of America.
That is correct. The manifesto, a second communist or socialist manifesto, following the lead of Russia, has been the Democrat national platform, helped shape by the Bernie Sanders of the world, etc. And what America must do is drive a stake in the ground, do what the president has indicated was done for the 1776 proclamation,
exactly,
his executive order, and we've got to get America back on track at the university level and at the school level to respect the history and the greatness of America.
Well, outside of that, let's set the educational system, because it's so infiltrated and prejudiced. That's one thing. And it's going to take some time. It's just like one day you wake up and you go, wow, I'm a little pudgy here. I've gained 50 pounds. Well, it didn't happen overnight, and you're not going to lose it overnight. So that's going to be a process, the educational system. But right now we have everyday, you know, reasonable Americans who go to work that do not want to be overwhelmed with taxes and an ineffective, inefficient government that continues to come to us and say it's never enough. So we know we've got you working to pay your taxes. And, you know, I don't know, what is it, the end of May now, and they want it to, they want to extend it to maybe July, August with these you know, tax and spend ideas without any accountability. And last time I checked, lest we forget, and I think this is the big problem, is too many people have forgotten that this is a country of, for, and by we the people, which means that we're in charge. We're in charge, not them. We've allowed them to take over because they've convinced us, like they've done with everything else, in lying to us and giving us some sort of delusion that they know better than we do. And there's no practical evidence, Lou Euler, that that, in fact, is true.
No, and, you know, you've put your finger right on it. We saw it over the last 4 years, a runaway federal bureaucracy, and when that links into the intelligence system, the FBI, etc., we're at a tipping point in America. That's the last place that we need to be corrupted with the Washington syndrome, is our intelligence and law, federal law enforcement, etc. So we as a people must take back the control of these agencies and reduce the size of government, right-sizing government, so that we have the right economic growth rate for the benefit of all our citizens.
Well, and this was the reason that they were so threatened by one Donald Trump, because Donald Trump could see the inefficiencies of this. He's a businessman, a true chief executive officer, and sees where the country's at. But this is massive. This has taken, you know, a couple of hundred years to get this bad. It's not going to be cleaned up overnight. And especially when you've got, you know, these bureaucrats, these moles that are buried into the system, and they're like a virus in your software program on your computer. They keep spinning things out of control to move things in their favor, not in the favor of the American people. It goes back to what you and I have been talking about consistently, Lou, since you and I have reconnected. It's all about power, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And, you know, the latest example of the abuse and misuse of that power was when we passed the first CARES Act to deal with COVID-19 and the shutdown of America and the reduction of our economic activity. And we provided some resources to businesses and individuals to help tide them over. And guess what? The people who got the money were the ones with the lobbyists in Washington on K Street,
right,
who know how to do this most effectively for their clients, and ran away with the money before the people who really needed it could get it. And that was the latest example of runaway bureaucracy.
Exactly. And the thing is that I don't see how that stops with the Democrats in power. They continue to move. I mean, and again, I'm calling them out for who they are. I don't care if Chris Coons and what others want to say. It's like, hey, I'll know you by your fruit. Your actions are determinative. They're clear. I'm not confused about what kind of government and what kind of, you know, subjection that you want us to be under. It is clear. You may not be as an obvious socialist. You know, Klobuchar may not be an obvious socialist or communist, but she is siding with the communists. She's siding with those influencers, power, and I don't see them doing anything to redirect a government that wants to limit the powers of the people and give them more power. Do you?
Yeah. No, that's right. And the battle we face now for the future of our nation is truly what you framed, and that is reducing the power of government, redistributing the functions of government closer to the people as we right-size the government. You know, what we've developed over the last quarter century internationally is a body of knowledge on the optimal or right size of government. America today is about 40% of GDP for all the functions of government at all levels, and it should be half that if we're going to enjoy the most rapid economic growth rate we can achieve for the benefit of all the people and the wealth of all the people. So that's the challenge we face now as we enter this this next year that is going to change America.
Well, and the Democrats aren't going to move it to 20. We know that. They're going to go to 50 and 60. They don't understand the optimal right size of government. Unwrap that just a little bit more. We got about a minute and a half, Lou. This study that you said, we've got the knowledge, we've got all the empirical evidence that clearly states that we should be at 20% of GDP. Explain, if you would.
Yes. Studies that have been done and the work of various governments for a few years, England, Canada, New Zealand, Sweden, etc., when they have sought to reduce the size of their governments, every one of them has increased the rate of economic growth and the benefits to their people. So we know from the evidence that reducing the size of government and restoring the private sector is the way to go to build wealth for the average family across America.
Well, there it is. The facts cannot be denied. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, right here. Thank you, Lou. Take care.
Our pleasure. Take care. You bet.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on
on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And back with us from California, the California Assemblyman, Kevin Kiley, joins us to give us an update on the recent ruling from the Sutter County Court rebuking Governor Newsom for the use of executive power amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Kevin, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations to your courage, for you and Assemblyman Gallagher as well, to come together and fight the good fight for, you know, yes, this is California, but really, you know, it really represents, you know, the fairness of our political system and should be an encouragement to the rest of this country and for other fair-minded, freedom-loving citizens.
Well, thank you, and I couldn't agree more. You know, we've seen in this state especially, but I think in other places across the country, our core foundational principles, you know, the separation of powers, the rule of law, representative government really fall by the wayside during this 8-month and counting interminable, with no sense end in sight, state of emergency. And so I think that the court's ruling is an important vindication of those principles, that we're not a country or a state that transforms itself into an autocracy under any circumstances, and certainly not for this length of time.
Well, Kevin Kiley of Rockland and James Gallagher of Yuba City, which, by the way, Kevin, I worked at a small radio station for about 6 months in my early broadcast years. It was an awesome market. I really enjoyed it, and the people were just so sweet there in that agricultural community. But a lot of fun. So when I saw Yuba City, it brought back some old fond memories of 6 months of my rock and roll radio days there in that market. But James and Kevin, assemblyman, California assemblyman, and a rare breed these days, because what are you? You guys are what, two of only five Republicans there in the state assembly?
It's a small group, although we might pick up, well, at least one, maybe two seats in this election. So that's good news. It's the first time that's happened in quite a while where we've actually gained.
Well, and I think that by experience, people, even people in California, are understanding that a one-party state doesn't work, and look what happens. I mean, it wasn't a big quantum leap for Governor Newsom to overstep his bounds and think that he is the king.
Well, that's very well put. Yeah, I think that you're right. If we had a more balance to begin with in our government, then it wouldn't have been so easy for to make that leap from, you know, one party to one man. Who's in charge of everything. And actually, this is an interesting thing that came up in the case. You know, in Michigan, there was a lawsuit that actually invalidated the whole Emergency Powers of the Governor Act there. And, you know, in our case, Governor Newsom's attorney said, well, you don't have the whole legislature joining in your lawsuit, which was the case in Michigan. It was just me and James Gallagher.
Yes.
And, you know, our response to that was, well, I mean, yes, you're right about that. And that's an indictment of the legislature that they're not willing to stand up for the prerogatives of our institution.
Did they assume, or probably not, maybe that's a big leap for me to think that the legislature might assume any kind of responsibility or even be slightly embarrassed by that that proclaimed indictment, the fact that they didn't participate in this lawsuit?
Yeah, none of them have made any, you know, shown any willingness to join in the lawsuit. There's been a couple leading Democrats who have, you know, at least been critical of what the governor's done, but there's been no willingness to take any action to rein him in, and certainly not on the part of the Speaker or the President of the Senate or any of the legislative leadership.
What malfeasance and misrepresentation of their representatives for them not to take a stand? I mean, this is such an impingement, Kevin.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the thing is, when your representative doesn't have a voice in government, that means that you don't have a voice in government. And that's the, you know, the ultimate, I think, harm of the collapse of California's whole constitutional structure into one-man rule, is it left the people of California without any say in these massive, monumental decisions that are being made on a daily basis that impact people's lives in the most direct ways.
Exactly. And we're learning, you know, the due process that though a governor can overstep his bounds, unfortunately you and Mr. Gallagher reacted quickly. But in some cases, you know, these governors overreact and, you know, the problems come and gone and they have another day to survive and come up with something else draconian down the road. But, you know, we've got to put a line in the sand. I've been saying this all day, that if we don't put a line in the sand and say, you know, hell no, no more. You know, we're not going to allow this to happen for the sake of freedom. You know, freedom still needs to be the target focus of all citizens. And if we're going to abandon freedom and the principles that support that, we're in dire trouble.
Yes, absolutely. And that's, I think, the most important thing that we're trying to fight for here is the idea that, you know, our way of life and the core constitutional principles and liberties that have made our country what it is, and that were a pretty radical experiment in the 18th century, but have turned out to be the most successful model of government the world has ever seen, that we can't just give those up. And what's particularly frightening is that in the closing argument at the trial, the governor's attorney said that these ideas like separation of powers work well in theory. That's what he said.
Oh, gee.
But real one. Like, well, no, I think we've got a lot of evidence by this point that work pretty well in practice, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what I appreciate about you, and we're joined at the hip in this purpose, and that is that we are constitutionalists. We do believe that the Constitution does, in fact, say certain things, but you have, you know, even the attorneys and judges and that believe that somehow it's elastic, and that opens the door for activism, and you get some weird decisions that come out. But in this particular case, reason prevailed. Assemblyman Kiley, are you getting any response from other states that said, hey, look, we're right with you. We appreciate your argument. This is brilliant. And we need to incorporate some of these arguments against these draconian governors that we're dealing with in our states.
I have. I've seen several messages from other states come through. I haven't cleared my inbox just yet since we got the ruling a couple of days ago, but I haven't listened to that closely. But I have noted that several such inquiries have arrived.
Well, let me tell you, I'm thankful for the time, and I appreciate you and your executive assistant, jumping through hoops to come on the show to give our audience an update. Though it's a national show, we do have a lot of representation here in the state. So your constituency and, our listeners, want to be up to date, because what you've done, you've really demonstrated to people what courage looks like. And I think that this is where our country is right now, is that we need a dose. I mean, our huge dose of courage to take a stand and hold ground on the very things that we say we believe in, like our Constitution.
Absolutely, and that's what we're fighting for. And I think that it's never been more important, or at least not any time in recent memory. So I really appreciate you having me on and giving the chance to talk about the case, and hopefully it'll help to precipitate other actions elsewhere in the country.
Exactly. Where do we go from here, Kevin?
Well, it's a good question. We're still sort of figuring out how we can best use this to really bring about the sort of change that our state needs. Now, of course, the governor can appeal potentially. So, and in fact, he's already come out with a statement. His press secretary put out a statement the day of the decision saying that they strongly disagree with the limits that this places on his emergency powers. Surprise, surprise. And they're evaluating next steps. So, if they appeal, that's his right. But we are very confident in the decision that it's on solid legal ground and that it will stand.
Yes. Well, the other indicator, I talked about, other states, other legislators, being in contact with you. But we also know by application that when the right thing happens, the people will respond. What are you hearing from the people?
Oh, people have been just overwhelmingly supportive. I've never seen anything like it. At the trial, I mean, there were, hundreds and hundreds of people came from all over the state just to be there outside of the courthouse for this trial. And it was actually broadcast on Facebook as well. The court live streamed it, and over 200,000 people tuned into the press conference or to the trial that day to watch the legal proceedings. And the thing is, though, it's not just conservatives or Republicans. I have people who are Democrats who tell me they voted for Gavin Newsom, but they just think he's accumulated way too much power, that enough is enough, and like you said, that we need to draw a line in the sand.
Exactly. Well, Kevin Kiley, Assemblyman for California, has been our guest talking about, something that we can rejoice in and be pleased that the Sutter County Court has rebuked the extreme executive power amid COVID-19 exercised by Governor Newsom. So clipping his wings, I think, is a good thing. But again, this is a battle for freedom, and it never ends, does it?
That's absolutely right. That's right. And, we're going to keep fighting because, in California, I pointed out that as bad as this year has been, what's made it peculiarly bad in California is that, even before COVID-19, we had so many things that were wrong with our government, such a lack of balance, such a lack of representation. And so we've just kind of seen all of that put on steroids this year. So I'm hoping that having reached this sort of mid-year, this all-time low, maybe that will be what finally gets the pendulum moving in the other direction and gets us back in touch with these principles of freedom and liberty and representative government that are so important to our country and would help to turn our state around if we could recommit ourselves to them.
Exactly. And we need more reinforcements to that particular objective. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley right here. Kevin, thank you. Appreciate the time.
Take care.
Pension business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase.